This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fighting raged in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum after the warring parties locked in a power struggle failed to uphold an overnight ceasefire. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Sudan's Ministry of Health Emergency Operations Center said the clashes between the military and rapid support forces left 270 people dead and 2,600 injured across the country. The ongoing fighting makes it impossible for VOA to verify casualty figures. Most of the casualties are in Khartoum, where the fighting has stopped essential services like power and water and forced most hospitals to close. Thousands of Khartoum residents are fleeing into suburbs or even further. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Ukraine's prosecutor general testified to the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday, underscoring accusations of war crimes, torture, and other human rights violations he asserted Russia is inflicting upon Ukrainians.
As of today, we have registered close to 80,000 cases of war crimes. Evidence of these crimes, however, is growing exponentially.
Andrei Kostin told the bipartisan committee Ukraine needs an international tribunal against the crime of aggression, which Democratic Representative Bill Keating introduced in a House resolution. The U.S. Supreme Court is leaving women's access to an abortion pill untouched until at least Friday, while the justices consider whether to allow restrictions on mifepristone to take effect. The court is dealing with a new abortion controversy less than a year after its conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade and allowed more than a dozen states to effectively ban abortion outright. This is VOA News. The FBI warned on Wednesday China and Iran are becoming increasingly brazen in their attempts to silence dissidents on American soil and influence U.S. policy. In a news briefing with reporters about transnational repression, FBI counterintelligence official urged victims to come forward, saying the Bureau is tracking a growing trend of foreign authoritarian regimes breaching U.S. laws to intimidate certain communities. The officials said the governments have at times resorted to using private investigators to conduct surveillance on dissidents, and that several criminal cases have been brought by federal prosecutors involving their use. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country has built its first ever military spy satellite, and he plans to launch it on an undisclosed date, according to state media. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
On a visit to the country's Eurospace Agency, the North Korean leader says having an operational military reconnaissance satellite is crucial for the nation to effectively use its nuclear-capable missiles. Kim Jong-un cites what he describes as serious security threats coming from the U.S. and South Korea this year. He likely hopes to pressure his rivals on issues including joint military drills and international economic sanctions on Pyongyang. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
According to data released by the UN, India is on track to become the world's most populous nation, surpassing China by 2.9 million people by mid-2023. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The South Asian country will have an estimated 1.4286 billion people against China's 1.4257 billion by the middle of the year, according to UN projections. India wasn't expected to become so populous until later this decade, but the timing has been sped up by a drop in China's fertility rate, with families having fewer children. India's continued growth is likely to have social and economic consequences. It has the largest number of young people at 254 million, between 15 and 24 years of age. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Andrew Lester, the 84-year-old white man in the U.S. Midwestern state of Missouri who shot Ralph Yarl, a black teenager in Kansas City, pleaded not guilty in his first court appearance Wednesday. Yarl mistakenly knocked on Lester's door looking for his younger brothers. Lester walked with a cane in court as he answered charges of first-degree assault and armed criminal action in the shooting, which has attracted political attention and renewed national debate about gun policies. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.